Good day, Mr. McDougall here. Today's teaching is going to be on honor. I wanted to talk a bit about honor this week, and it's going to be, won't be too long here, but rapid fire style. Thank you for all the listeners, man. We've got a pretty awesome audience here. Anyone connecting with the underground Christian movement, definitely share this podcast with them. I listen to these episodes multiple times a week. I'll go back to some episodes that when Holy Spirit wants me to refresh it. I forget, even when I go to listen to the episodes, I forget what I said in the episode, but I enjoy listening to them over again and leveling up. And just so you're aware, when you listen to these podcast messages, training services, these count for professional development. So if you're in a professional trade or whatever, these count towards your professional, what are they called, CPEs or something. But anyways, here we go, rapid fire honor. And if you find a man, you try to take away his honor and devalue his honor, he'll rebel against you. Honor thy father and thy mother, all the days shall be prolonged, and we'll honor our parents. Jesus submitted to Mary and Joseph. God's top 10. Honor thy mother and father. Parents are your authority. They aren't your friends. Have a certain dignity with them. No matter how old parents are, honor them. He that curses his parents will receive death. Even if you don't get along with them and aren't born again, honor them because you came through their womb. When you are around them, have a certain dignity and honor and great reverence for your parents. Don't argue with your parents, just leave because of honor. Not going to fight and argue because they are my parents. I had to learn this behavior years ago. Don't look at parents' faults because they aren't perfect. Hyper-focus on what they are good at and what they have done. Do not magnify their faults. Walk away and magnify their gifts. Listen to your father who gave you life and do not despise your mother when she gets old. If they are being mean to you, walk away. Do not engage in this verbal jousting. Those who step into this vortex will get their declared desire. Step into the vortex so you can get testimony. God is a God of rank. Your biological parents have rank over you. They are not your friends, but hold yourself. Do not fight with them. If you have something to talk about with dignity and reverence, honor leaders of nations. Leaders of nations, you just honor. Honor the leader of your nation. If you hear others gossiping about your leader, back away and tell God that you are not a part of this. Don't speak negatively about church is the same as not speaking negatively about leaders. People who are not deeply rooted in God are focused on politics. I want the kingdom of heaven, which is much higher than everything. Thou shalt not speak evil of thy ruler. God is a God of rank. Separate from gossip to show God you're not involved in this. Let every soul be subject unto governing authorities. Therefore, whoever resists the authority, resist God. Pray for your leader. Give them wisdom, understanding, and help their people. God puts in kings and removes kings. The president of Babylon was instituted by God. They don't have to be a Christian for God to use them. It was God who put King David into power. How did David become king? God made him king. Lock your tongue when it comes to political leaders and your opinions of them to get more honor. Get involved, pick a team, and start showing up to political events. Obey magistrates and be ready for every good work. Authorities are God's servants. If you owe taxes to who taxes are due, pay them. Honor your labor authority. Honor the person you work for. Servants, honor your masters. Honor your boss. You lose the hand of God when you dishonor your God. In all labor, there is profits. If there is someone above you, honor them. Servants of Christ, doing the will of the Lord. Honor Jesus Christ. God promotes you in the business for nothing he can give without the hand of God. Honor the one above you, whether he is a Christian or not, is irrelevant. Servants, please your masters in all ways, and do not argue with them. When you honor them, you have tied chance. You have a chance to win their favor. Humans are humans. Whoever your boss is, please honor him. Have honor for people with authority. The boss have the keys of destiny for your hand. You must win people's favor that are above you that have power over your life, and how you win their favor is by honor. You want to be in true alignment with the Bible to become a walking testimony. Therefore, you need honor. I beg you, just align yourself with the Word of God. All you have to do is align. All you have to do is attend weekly church, take notes, wear a suit, make an offering, and ignite the machine of Christianic energy in your vortex. Once you press these buttons of the machine, the energy of Christian energy will flow in all areas of your life in ways you or me do not comprehend to the fullest extent. There is no human on this earth that will ever understand all the oracles of God. God is too complex for all humans, period. To honor, you must honor the departments of God. Honor politics, leads parents, leaders, and ministers. God is mystical. That's it for today's teaching. 6 minutes. Just want to wrap this up here. The online classroom is open. Tasks are being complete. I'm training people for QuickBooks Cloud Certified. You want to get QuickBooks Cloud Certified and paying for your certification, reach out to me, MrMcDougall.com. You can book an appointment with me or get a hold of me somehow. Take care. God bless you. Have a great day.